If God is good, then why is there evil in the world? Do you struggle with that question? A quick look at our history or a scroll through current headlines reveals real-life stories of injustice, pain, murder, persecution, racism, slavery, abuse, terrorism, and every other form of evil that surfaces from the heart of man. Why does this happen? Why didn't God intervene? Why does evil exist in the heart of man? How can God allow if he is good? I love this quote by the late apologist, philosopher, and theologian Norman Geisler. The existence of evil does not eliminate God. Rather, it cries out for him. Geisler was also a man who didn't have enough faith to not believe in God. He realized the existence of evil in the world doesn't negate God, it highlights our desperate need for God. Evil cries out for and demands justice. It began in the garden. The very first murder recorded in the Bible was the killing of Abel by his brother Cain. When the Lord asked Cain about it, he said, "The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground." There is a reason our hearts ache with those who hurt and a reason we cry out for justice. God created us in his image, and God is holy, he is just, he is good, but we are far from God, brought near only by the saving grace of Jesus. God hates evil. Paul addresses evil this way in Romans 12:9. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Paul begins with love, sincere, real love. The world has so much fake, it's sometimes hard to believe perfect love even exists. Oh, but it does. And the only reason we can love or even know what love should look like is because God loved us first. Even in the midst of our sin, he loved and he sent his son to die. We are to hate what is evil. God hates evil. So where does it come from? Who can we blame for all the evil in the world? Because I know I want to blame somebody. Jesus said in Matthew 15:19, "For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander." So where does evil come from? The heart of man, your heart and mine, not God. Cling to what is good. What is good? God is good. The Lord abounds in goodness and truth, Exodus 34:6. No one is good but one, that is God, Mark 10:18. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him, Nahum 1:7. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord, Psalm 33:5. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him, Psalm 34:8. I've tasted the goodness of God in my life. I've also tasted the bitterness of pain and suffering as a result of sin of my own doing, as well as from the hearts of others. Through it all, my heart will choose to say, "Blessed be your name," because God is worthy. God is good, and that's the truth. Love sincerely, hate what is evil, and cling to what is good. And the good to cling to and share today, no matter the evil that may surround you, is the love of God. I'm Lori Klein.